Good morning and welcome to the WLBB Community Voice program on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. I'm your host today, Sarah Claudia Kane, and I hope everybody is having a wonderful start to your Wednesday morning so far. In the studio today, we have Amy Bowden with us, and Amy is the creator of Honeysuckle 2.0. And she's here to talk to us about facing setbacks, which is something I think we can all relate to, but about finding the faith and the courage to start again in the face of those setbacks. So thank you so much, Amy, for being here with us today. Why don't you take a minute just to introduce yourself to our listeners? Tell them a little bit about who you are and where you're from, what you do.
Okay, well, my name is Amy Bowden, and I was born and raised in Carrollton, Georgia. And for those who want more specifics, I was born at Tanner Medical Center. I graduated from Carrollton High School. I attended Tabernacle Baptist Church. And after high school, I graduated from the University of West Georgia. I immediately started teaching at Carrollton Junior High School, and I lived here for 34 years. So I consider that born and raised. I am a product of the small town environment. And at 34, that would probably be setback number one. You know, I had a divorce and got remarried, and I moved all the way across the state to Athens, Georgia, dog country, woohoo, and married the love of my life, man of my dreams. I cannot brag about him too much on the air because then other women are going to want him, and I'll be on the next episode of Snapped. But he's wonderful. I have three boys that range in age from 30, almost 26, and then there's a 13-year-old. So I tell everybody that's proof already. The Lord has a sense of humor. Like, you know, who does that? The oldest turned 17 when the youngest was born. My parents are still here. So I came in late last night just so my mom would take care of me. She had my bed turned back and ironed my clothes, you know, had my breakfast ready. And then I met you here, but I'm a teacher. Being a middle school teacher pays the bills. You know, I'm a friend, a wife, a mother, a sister. I have a sister who lives here. So these are my roots for sure.
Oh, we love that. And we love hearing about the community and the different impacts it has on all the guests that we have on their lives. Well, tell us a little bit about Honeysuckle Drive and Honeysuckle 2.0, kind of what it is and how people can get connected with it.
Okay, well, it really, I call it a blog because I don't know what else to call it, but it's a page on Facebook. And I need to back up because it started out as like a little remind text group. And I basically begged people to join it. And I would send them like a sentence a day with a scripture. And it just kind of grew. And from that group of 10 to like a group of 100. And I think I started feeling, you know, pretty arrogant, you know, got a little too big for my britches. Oh, I got a lot to say. Like, this is limiting my characters. And that's really how the Facebook page started, because I wanted to say more. And that was about, gosh, I think August of 2015 is when the page happened. And from there, I would post like a little story, and I'd post a Bible verse. And I bet I rocked on just doing that for 5 years, really with minimal involvement. And so I will say, if one thing, I was disciplined and consistent. I just did it, regardless of who was paying attention. And then I started putting a picture, like a personal picture, with each story. And that's when it kind of really gained momentum. I think that got people's attention. Like, wait a minute, I think these might be true, you know, because the picture was matching. But I never wanted it to be about me, which is why it wasn't Amy Bowden's page or Amy Bowden's book. Like, I just wanted it to be a Southern street, like a place where anybody could live. You know, it's, and I say it's about a small town girl, which is me, who doubts, who gets discouraged, who makes mistakes, you know, sometimes multiple times, because I just like to learn my lesson the hard way. But it's for everybody, if we're honest.
Yeah.
And so I do have a website, you know, that I check probably every 3 months, if I'm being honest. And the Facebook page is what I mainly do. There's an Instagram page. I dabbled with a podcast to go with the book. I just, you know, just figuring it out as I go.
Yeah. I love hearing about the roots of stuff like that. It's like my ministry, it started out as just kind of, you know, what I had gone through, but just a journal I had been keeping. So it's so cool to see how God uses those things and grows them. But what inspired you to kind of make that shift from, you know, something you're just kind of doing for others to thinking, okay, maybe, you know, maybe God wants this to be something bigger?
I think it's because he used his people. Like, I was steadily getting messages, or I'd see somebody in public and they kept feeding into me what I really think was coming from God. You know, like, oh, you need to be a little more serious. Oh, you need to, you know, do this. And then it turned into multiple people saying, oh, this should be a book. You should put these in a book. Like, I kept hearing it. I joked, like, they were pecking me to death like chickens. Like, constantly. And then I was sitting at a campfire, and I heard the Lord tell me to do it. And that's when I was like, okay, I'm going to, you know, write this book. But he truly, it was his people that are like, you're doing something, I think, bigger than you even realize. You know, like, you need to be a little more serious. And so that kind of got my attention. But I think I've personally been through so much that I want to help other people because I've witnessed firsthand what God can do with a setback. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're on rock bottom and he's the one that saves you, do you say that ups your conviction and your belief? And I'm not embarrassed to say where I make a mistake because it's going to help somebody else. Do you see, even with those mistakes, he is still using me. He didn't cast me out. So I think it just all comes from really his people gave me that push.
Yeah. Yeah, I've definitely seen that in my life too. I know what you're saying. It's like God speaks to us through the people around us, and it's like every time I decide something, I'll have all these people come up to me and be like, hey, I love, like, you doing this or you doing that. And I'm like, okay, God, like, I
got it.
I hear it. I get you. So that's amazing. And you're right. Like, it's amazing, too, when we hear him audibly, like, speak to us, and it kind of humbles us. And it's like, okay, I'm paying attention. I got you now.
That's right.
So I love that. And I love what you said about, you know, being honest with your mistakes. I think just from what I've read of what you've written, you're so vulnerable. I don't even know if that's the word, but just honest and open in a way that makes you so relatable. And I think that comes, the power of your words comes through that way, with people reading it be like, yeah, I can, you know, I can relate to that. I'm glad she said that in that way, because it makes me think of me and my walk.
Right, right, right. And I don't think I could do that because, let's be real, like, people are judgmental. Like, that is a real thing. But when you know, like, God saved you and he's using that, I really don't care what they think, you know, because it's always been about if I can help that one person. Like, it's always been about the one, because I was the one when he came and saved me. So it just, the experience, even though at the time was awful, awful, awful. I always, like, quote a line from Morgan Wallen. He says, I wish you would have woke me up an easier way. Like, yeah. I had to hit rock bottom, you know, and some people know and some people don't, but, like, I had to take a very embarrassing leave from work and admit myself to a mental health facility and stay there for a month. And it's hard to, like, people think you're in a crazy place and then you're supposed to go back to teaching, you know, like, it just, it was awful. Yeah. But had I not experienced that, I would not be here.
Yeah.
So it served a great purpose in my life.
Yeah. I've never heard that quote, but I definitely relate to that. And I think a lot of our listeners do as well. We're going to take a short break to hear from our sponsors, Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy. We'll be right back with our guest, Amy Bowden, to talk more about setbacks. Stay tuned.
Oak Mountain Academy is an innovative school of academic excellence celebrating a 61-year legacy. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to join us for our annual fall festival. On Friday, October 27th at 3:30 p.m., join us at the OMA Gym for food, fun, and fellowship. Costume, games, raffles, and competitions are just a few of our fall festival exciting activities. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
Good morning and welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice Program on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. I'm your host, Sarah Claudia Kane, here with our guest, Amy Bowden, who is the creator of Honeysuckle 2.0, and we are here talking about setbacks. So you talked about it a little bit in the last segment, but what do you hope that people will gain when they hear you speak or read what you write?
Well, for me, number one, I hope it makes them think that they are very normal, because I'm sometimes a hot mess and crazy. And so I want them to read it and be like, oh, I am okay. But I really want them to know they are not alone. Mm-hmm. And I think that's tremendous, because especially as women, we kind of hoard our burdens and keep them to ourselves. And then they just fester and weigh us down, and it just gets out of control. And so for me, it is so they know, oh, me too. Like, I am right there with you, sister. And I often tell them, I know it's a verse in Ecclesiastes, I'm no Bible scholar, but it'll say, like, one who stumbles alone's in real trouble. And I don't think we take that seriously when it comes to our burdens, because we're embarrassed of what people are going to think, what people are going to say. And I don't want that. And mm-hmm. So that really is my number one. You are not alone.
Yeah. And kind of giving the women who read it that affirmation that, you know, your struggles are real. There's something to be acknowledged, and you don't have to walk through it by yourself. Have that sense of community.
That's right.
That's very powerful. And we've kind of teased it all morning a little bit about setbacks. And I know I've referred to Honeysuckle Drive and Honeysuckle 2.0. So Honeysuckle Drive was your original page, and recently it was shut down. From what I understand, you were actually taken off of it as an administrator.
That's right.
So tell us about that.
Okay, so I'd been doing this for exactly 8 years. You know, just post a story, kind of gain followers. I wrote a post right around Easter that went viral. And one would think, oh, that'd be great. That's what you really want. No, like, it was slightly terrifying, because it brought out some crazy people, mm-hmm. you know, who interpreted it like I didn't even write. It just was ridiculous. But because it had like millions of hits, my page got hacked. And the only thing they did was remove me as an admin. Like, I was still kind of on there, but I could not do anything. They had all rights. And so I was kind of devastated, because I was like, of course, it's finally gaining momentum, kind of what you've been working towards. And then now, like, it's all gone. And then I found kind of a back door, because my Instagram was still linked to it. So I was like, okay, I can at least still post, you know, a new story a day, because I'd really reached a lot of people from that post, which was a good thing. But Instagram's just a little slower in their response time. It took them 4 months to realize, wait a minute, she's not the admin of this page. And so I got the boot. And so now it's kind of like the page is still there. Like, all the stories are still there, thank goodness. But, like, I can't do anything. I can't post. I can't comment. And so I think I told you earlier, I had to pout for a good 24 hours. Like, I had to sit in my stink, is what I called it, because I was upset. You know, like, you come this far, and then now I could either just hang, you know, throw in the towel, or I could start over. But starting over was going to take work. You know, like, there's some hustle with it, and I'm already tired, you know, from teaching school, and you got your mom duties and your wife duties. And so I really had to sit and pout for 24 hours. And I know, like, people mention, like, well, what was God telling you to do? And if I'm honest with people, God wasn't telling me anything. like he was silent, you know, like, okay, mm-hmm. where are you? Like a little guidance would be great. But then I remembered, and I don't know if you've ever heard that story about sometimes the teacher is quiet during the test. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, I keep, you know, bragging about my obedience. And just for that 24 hours, I took my sight, my focus off of all the things he's gotten me through before. And so when I realized what he's done before, okay, I'm going to start over. Like, it's easy. Mm-hmm. It's a no-brainer. You know, the next day I'm creating this page at midnight because I just know, like, he's going to do it. And I've steadily said, being obedient is my job. Saying the yes, doing the things. The outcome is his. Mm-hmm. So if I just stop, what am I saying about what he can do with the outcome? Mm. I don't trust it. And really, that was really, I guess, a test of my faith. Because if I'd heard him say, create the new page, do you see? Like, there's no faith involved in that. Yeah. And so he was very much silent. But I noticed after I created the new page, I feel like within not even a week, I had 1,000 followers back. Whereas before, it took me like 3 years, you know, to get that many people. And then all of a sudden, here's somebody wanting another speaking engagement. And then all of a sudden, here come my book sales are back, you know, like I can't even keep books anymore at my house. And so I think he was waiting to see what I was going to do, really, with that, you know, hardship that I didn't expect coming.
Yeah. And I think it says so much about you and your faith. Because I think we live in a world today where when we experience those setbacks, we're just like, okay, that's my sign. You know, this just isn't for me, or I don't have the skills, whatever it is. But to have the courage, endurance, faith, whatever you want to say, to start again, that is something that I admire. And I know our listeners think, wow, you know, if she could start from scratch again, I know I can too. But that's not to say it hasn't, I'm sure, come with its challenges. I think a lot of people don't realize the work that goes into building a platform like that.
Right.
So what have been kind of the biggest challenges for you?
I think in the whole process, even from the Honeysuckle Drive page until Honeysuckle Drive 2.0, I've been my biggest challenge. And so a lot of times I will get a little too big for my britches. And I get consumed with, I just lost all these followers. I get consumed, now I've got to get all these followers. I got to do this. Like, I get consumed with the numbers. And then that contradicts everything I just said earlier about it's about the one. All I need is one. And then I tell myself, Jesus only had 12. You know, mm-hmm. why am I worried about these numbers? And I have a local friend, Rhonda Bush, you know, from Anchor Fitness. And she will message me. And I don't know how she knows these things. But, like, she'll message me, it's his job to count his sheep, not yours. Like, she'll tell me, simmer down. Yeah. And you need that accountability. But then it's always, I get lose my focus on that. Sometimes I doubt, am I even really supposed to be doing this? You know, like all those things. Am I saying the right things? And every now and then, there'll be like one rotten comment out of 1,000. And I want to focus on the one rotten comment, you know, or the one mm-hmm. person. And so I've had to learn, I'm not everybody's cup of tea, and that is fine. Or I've had this bad habit since high school. I like to have the last word. You know, I was grounded several times because of that. But, like, somebody will say something, and I'll be like, oh, my gosh. You know, and I just want to light into them. And it was my middle son that called me out on that. He called me one day at work, and so I thought there was an emergency. And he was like, what are you doing? Why are you responding, you know, to these few people? And so I've been my greatest enemy my whole life. Like, mm-hmm. I am my biggest challenge.
Yeah, I definitely hear that. I mean, it's hard to kind of look at those sour comments or the things that kind of put you down and not get overwhelmed with them. We're going to take one more break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back with our last segment with Amy Bowden. Stay tuned.
The AP Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined advanced placement curriculum track to earn a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically prepared students to pursue college-level studies throughout 17 AP courses in 5 subject categories while enrolled at OMA. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
Good morning and welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice program on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. I'm your host, Sarah Claudia Kane, here with Amy Bowden, the creator of Honeysuckle 2.0. And on our last segment, we were talking about kind of some of the challenges and obstacles that have come from starting over when you were taken off your page and had to start from scratch again. But tell us about some of the blessings, because I know God has worked some good things through all of this.
Well, and the blessings would definitely be the messages from the followers. And if that doesn't keep you plugged in, nothing will. And it'll be people, like, I don't even know them. Like, they're in different states, like, different. And they will let you know, like, oh, your story on this day, or, oh, your, you know, devotional that you wrote did this for me. And one lady recently commented, like, it got her out of her grief and, like, brought her back to, you know, who she always was. And I think that right there, If I never do anything else, like, she's the one, but she was the mother with a husband and 2 kids. So it's like the domino effect. She might have been the one, but it affected her whole family. And so I get a tremendous amount of stories from people, and that really keeps me motivated, I feel like, to keep doing my calling, which just is to share all the ways I screw up, which is kind of crazy, but, like, my imperfections is what's bonding with people. Like, that's the common denominator. And So it's been just the people I have met are the blessing.
Yeah. And I think seeing God work through those imperfections and mistakes, I mean, that's what he does with all of us. But seeing somebody being so open about it really encourages people that, you know, oh, he can, you know, he can touch me. He can use me too. And I'm not perfect.
Right. And the forgiveness. Mm-hmm. He forgives and he's still using me despite the whole, you know, resume of mistakes I've made. So, like, there's hope for everybody.
Yes. Well, as we start to wind down, tell us about your book.
So it is a 12-week devotional. And so I say it's for every season, you know, of your life. Each week is a different theme. So it kind of takes you on a journey. So the first week's letting go, you know, and you end with this awakening. And there's a podcast for each week that does highlight a biblical character that I feel like most represents that theme. And there's a weekly prayer journal. And I tell you in the podcast, like, when you're supposed to be updating it. And if you do all the things, like, if you take each day and you answer the questions, which I have heard from numerous people are very difficult because it's about you. Like, It's very hard to own your dirt and write it, you know, in print. But if you're doing the prayer journal, you listen to the podcast, you answer the questions, by the end of those 12 weeks, you will see where God is moving in your life. And I think that eye-opening experience, you know, is what is so great about the book.
Yeah. I love that. I don't know if I've ever really heard of a devotional that's laid out that way. So that is very cool. How can people get the book? How can people get connected with you if they want to follow you or even have you to speak? Give us all of those.
Okay, so Honeysuckle Drive 2.0 is the one I can actually message you back on. And so that is on Facebook. It is on Instagram. You can message me there. I have an email address, honeysuckledrive7@gmail.com, because 7's, you know, my lucky number. You can message me there. I have a little web page that is nowhere near current. I am coming back to Carrollton January 20th to speak at Tabernacle Church. I will have books there. You can message me for a book. Amazon has books, but Amazon, you know, they have enough. You can just message me.
Yeah, I understand that.
Like they have their share. Like, support the little people. You know, I can mail you a book just as well as they can, and my books come signed, so they're better than Amazon's books. That's what I say. But
yes. Well, as we get ready to close, what is a piece of advice or guidance that you would give to somebody facing any sort of setback?
It would be to look back over your life and remember all the ways God was there and did not fail you. And you focus on that and you get up and you keep moving. Do you see? And one lady I met with TRS, and she told me, what's the difference between a sinner and a saint? Because we all fall down. A saint gets up and keeps moving. A sinner stays there. Don't stay there.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And, you know, you're not alone in it, too, is what I've been hearing you say all during this interview. Getting up is hard. But like Amy said, you have people that God has put in your place to kind of encourage you and give you that tough love. You have God's voice, you know, speaking to you in all those different ways. You have his word. You have people like Amy who they've been knocked down as well. And through your writing, I think people can be encouraged to say, look, she's been through this. She's gotten back up. I can face it too.
That's right.
Well, thank you so much, Amy, for being here, for making the trip back to your roots, back to your hometown to share with us today. And everybody listening, I know that you are blessed. Please just go to Honeysuckle Drive 2.0, follow, read. You will definitely be blessed. And till then, we'll catch you next time here on Community Voice.